理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 17. The real journey was beginning. So far, we had to deal with being tired more than with difficulties. But now we were going to see many more difficulties. I hadn't yet looked down into the hole I was climbing into. I could still refuse to go any farther, but I would have been ashamed in front of Hans.He accepted the adventure so calmly, disregarding all danger. If I had been alone with my uncle, I would have given him several arguments as to why we should not go any farther. But as Hans was with us, I said nothing. I thought of my lovely Grauben and stepped into the hole. I looked down and saw that the walls were almost vertical, but there were rocks sticking out from the walls,which we would use to climb down. "Now," my uncle said when he had finished his preparations, "let's take care of the baggage. We'll divide it into three bundles, and each of us will carry one on his back. I'm only talking about the measuring instruments, tools, and some food. Hans," he continued, "we'll take the tools and a third of the food.You, Axel, will take the guns and another third of the food. I'll take the rest of it and the breakable instruments." "But what about the clothes and our other tools?" I asked. "Who will take them down?"
"They'll go down by themselves," he answered.
"How?"
"You'll see."
Hans then tied the rest of our things together and threw them down the hole.My uncle watched with satisfaction as he watched our things drop into the hole.
"Good," he said. "Now we must go down."
Is it possible to listen to those words without fear? We prepared to climb down into the earth. Hans went first, then my uncle and I followed. We were silent, but at times heard loose rocks fall.We were tied together and tied the rope to rocks as we went down to be safe.
"Gif acht,"
I heard Hans say as we went down. "Be careful," my uncle would translate for me. After going down for an hour, I still could not see the bottom of the hole. Although I have a great interest in studying the Earth's surface and rocks, I was paying no attention as we climbed down.Feeling nothing but fear as we went farther into the earth. The professor, however, was making observations or taking notes as we went down.
"Axel," he said to me, "the farther down we go, the more confident I feel that the inside of the earth is not too hot. The groupings of those volcanic rocks tell me that there has been water here.I must believe that there is not heat at the Earth's center, but we shall soon see for ourselves."
After another 3 hours, I still couldn't see the bottom. Each time I looked down, I saw the hole get smaller. 10 hours later, I still could not see the bottom, although we had gone down nearly 2,800 feet. Soon after coming to this conclusion,Hans told us to stop.
"We've arrived," said my uncle.
"Where?" I asked.
"At the bottom of the hole."
"Is there another opening?" I asked, looking around into the darkness.
"Yes, I can see a passageway off to the right. We'll look into that tomorrow. First, we'll have dinner and then we'll sleep."
We had some food, then got ready to sleep. Looking up, I saw a bright spot overhead. It was a star in the sky. I then fell asleep. Chapter 18. At 8 in the morning, I saw sunlight above us. The light was bright enough so we could see around us.
"Well, Axel, what do you think of this?" my uncle asked. "What a peaceful night of sleep we have had."
Yes, it's quiet at the bottom of this hole, I said, but there is something frightening about such quietness.
If you are frightened already, how worried will you be later on? We haven't even gone into the earth yet.
What do you mean?
I mean that we've only reached the surface of the island. Remember we climbed the mountain of Sneffels first, then we climbed down again, but inside.
Are you sure?
Yes. Look at this instrument that I brought. It measures how far into the earth we've gone. We're only at the level of the sea now. We haven't gone into the earth yet.
But, I said, won't the increasing pressure be painful for us the deeper we go?
No. We'll go down slowly, so we get used to breathing the air under pressure.
We had some breakfast and packed our things while my uncle made more calculations about how we would go into the earth.
Now, we're really going down into the earth. This is the exact time when our journey begins, my uncle told me with a smile.
The three of us then picked up our lanterns to guide us in the darkness.
Let's go, my uncle said.
Each of us picked up our things and began walking. I looked one last time at the Icelandic sky, which I would never see again. During the last volcanic explosion of Sneffels in 1229, lava had come through this passageway. I saw the lava on the walls, which was thick and shiny. As we walked, we had to go slowly or we would fall and slide down the passageway. Luckily, there were rocks coming out from the walls that we could use as steps. It was as if we were walking down a steep hill and had to walk slowly. At some points, usually above us, I could see the lava had turned into crystals hanging down.
It's amazing, I cried out. Uncle, look at how the lava turns from reddish-brown to bright yellow. It's incredible. And look at those crystals shining above us. Ha! You're beginning to open your eyes, Axel, my uncle replied. You'll see even better sights further on. Just keep walking.
Our instrument, showing our direction, called the compass, pointed southeast. As we walked, the temperature hadn't risen too much. I was quite surprised. 2 hours after we began walking into the earth, the temperature was still 50 degrees, increased only 7 degrees, which made me think we were walking more horizontally near the Earth's surface than vertically toward the center of the Earth. At about 8 o'clock that evening, my uncle decided we should stop. Hans immediately sat down. I was surprised to feel a light wind pass by, but after walking for the past 7 hours, I was too tired and hungry to wonder about the mysterious wind. We sat down and ate together. I was worried, however, that we would soon run out of water, as half our supply was gone. My uncle expected that we would find underground rivers to fill our bottles, but we had not found any.
You're surprised that we haven't found any water yet? He asked.
Yes, and worried, too. We only have enough water for 5 days.
Don't worry, Axel. I promise you that we'll find water, even more than we need.
When?
When we finish walking through this passageway. Water could never go through these thick walls of lava.
But we haven't gone too far vertically. It seems that we've walked more horizontally than vertically, I explained to my uncle.
Why do you think so?
Because the temperature would be higher than it is now if we'd gone far into the earth.
What is the temperature now? My uncle asked me with a smile.
It's 59 degrees, I answered, which means that it's gone up only 16 degrees since we started. The temperature inside the earth should increase by 1 degree for every 40 feet deeper into the earth. But That calculation can change at different places on the Earth. I calculate that we've only gone around 640 feet into the Earth.
Well, my uncle said, I have calculated that we've gone nearly 10,000 feet into the Earth.
That's impossible.
Not at all. The professor was correct.
The temperature now should have been 186 degrees, but it was actually only 59. This eased some of my worries.